You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Hospital staff are stretched thin in northern Michigan to treat an onslaught of COVID patients.
There's a lot of stress. The strain and the stress amongst the staff is palpable.
And that could get much worse if Thanksgiving gatherings lead to more COVID cases. IPR's Lexi Krupp spoke with healthcare workers who are unsure how long the system can keep pace with rising infections.
Hospitals across the region say they have enough beds and ventilators and PPE for this surge in COVID cases. The problem now is having the staff to care for these patients. Because as the virus spreads in communities like Petoskey, some healthcare workers are becoming sick themselves.
Petoskey is not a big town. We are seeing our healthcare workers fall ill and get sick and have to go home and recuperate and get better before they're ready to come back to work.
Karen Denbenston is the director of infectious diseases at McLaren Northern Michigan. She says staffing issues now are different than the spring.
There is no cavalry coming. I mean, there's no nurses that we could call in from other places or physicians we could call in from other places because the whole country is running into this problem.
So far, hospitals in the region have been able to balance staffing needs, sometimes by transferring patients. But that won't last if cases keep rising. One issue is that many COVID patients require specialized treatment. Often they come into the hospital feeling okay, maybe a little tired, even though they don't have enough oxygen. Lisa Kitchens is an ICU nurse at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. She sees this all the time.
They'll feel fine until they are not breathing.
And when COVID patients do go downhill, it gets bad. They might need to be hooked up to a ventilator and dialysis machine to stay alive. Only staff trained in critical care, like Lisa, can treat these patients, and they require her constant attention.
I might be having them on a bunch of medications to even have a blood pressure. I could be adjusting those medications every 5 minutes and doing things every hour on that dialysis machine.
And there's another dimension that makes this work especially difficult right now. COVID patients are dying every day at Munson Hospital. And while Lisa is not new to losing patients, usually she's focused on helping families through the grieving process. With COVID, that's not possible.
It's different when people are dying surrounded by their loved ones. It's a completely different situation where you as a stranger are the only one there with them.
That's one of the hardest parts of her job now. And she's bracing herself because she thinks the hospital will only see more COVID patients in the coming weeks. That's a concern for Aditya Naravetla, the chief medical officer at Munson's Grayling Hospital.
It's going to be telling for us what happens in the next 2 weeks if we do see a subsequent bump from Thanksgiving.
He says there are a couple ways hospitals can accommodate more COVID patients. They can scale back other services, like elective surgeries, to free up some staff. And they can ask physicians and nurses to come out of retirement. But Aditya says unless infections get under control, at some point, hospitals won't be able to keep up.
Do we know what is the breaking point of some of these hospitals? And unfortunately, we may find out.
The state's recent COVID restrictions should help, but it's unclear if that will be enough. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Lexi Krupp.